This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Callie, I know you have some concerns about people not playing your Name That Noise game. I will tell you that we've had about 5 times as many people text within the past 24 hours than did during the first 24 hours.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better because I was so excited, so revved up. And then the first day, I asked Jeff how it was going and he was like, I was like, how many people? Like hundreds, thousands, millions. And he was like,
I think the first day was 60, like only 60 people out of, I don't know how 10,000 people who listened to the upside right. That day, only 60 wanted to play. And we're over now. I think we get over 300 people who want to play every time. So
it's better.
Yeah. And my dad sends a guess after every episode.
Has he gotten it right yet?
No, but he is using the clues. So he's kind of half right. I can't tell you what his guesses are.
Interesting.
But he's guessing an action and an object. He has got the action correct. He has got the object wrong.
Oh, yep. Okay. So Jim Dollar, halfway there.
Yep. And I'm not even telling him who's right and who's wrong. So just know that that's how closely I'm guarding the secret.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I'm grateful that Callie and I both have safe, reliable transportation.
I hope you didn't just jinx it.
Oh, no. Now one of our engine lights are going to pop yeah. on or something like that.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for gratitude.
We were just talking about it, so I figured we might as well play early. Normally, we play later in the episode. If you haven't heard it before, it's super simple. All you've got to do is identify a sound that we play every single day on the podcast. If you get it right, you get $100 and an Amazon Alexa device, an Echo, I believe.
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, it's Callie and Jeff.
Hi, Callie and Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Good. Are you ready to play Name That Noise?
I am.
How confident are you? Scale of 1 to 10. How are you feeling about your guess?
I think I'm a pretty solid 10.
Oh, okay. I do love the confidence this week. I'm
all
into
right.
it.
Okay. And did you hear the clue that was revealed on last Friday's episode?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And that actually confirmed that I thought I was pretty spot on. And if I'm not, I'm going to feel like a total geek now.
That's fine. The confidence is good. Just move through life with confidence, with swagger. That's always a good thing.
Awesome.
We're going to play the noise one more time, and then you can give your guess.
I am ready.
All right, Cindy, name that noise.
Okay. Being specific, it is the spinning stainless steel lid that's attached to the rod of the strainer of a French press coffee maker.
Wow, you are very specific. All right, say that one more time.
Okay, it's the spinning stainless steel lid that's attached to the rod of the strainer of the French press coffee maker.
Wow. I will tell you two things. One, I respect the specific guess. Two, it's not right.
That was a fabulous guess. If you haven't played the Name That Noise before, Cindy just gave a great answer because you want it to be as specific as you can possibly get. And Cindy, on that part of it, totally nailed the being specific part of it.
Wow. I'm stumped now. I'm really stumped. I thought I had it, but oh well.
Cindy, I think in the spirit of sportsmanship, I will tell you this, that of all the guesses we've had, yours was the closest.
Oh, ooh. You're killing me.
But so I tell you that because you can play again. If you want to participate like Cindy or any of our other contestants, all you have to do is text the word noise to 800-434-5454. And then we randomly pick people 24 of the all the people who texted 24 hours in advance. So you can text every single day. That's how you get re-entered into the thing, which means your name could come up again, Cindy.
Okay.
So go ahead, text in. Great guess. Good luck. Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Have a great day. Have a great week. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
God, I just love her attitude. She's smiling through the phone and I can hear it. And I just, I feel like Cindy is someone that she just put me in the good mood for the rest of the week.
That was a great, really, really great guess.
Yeah.
Such a good guess. Not right, but it was a good guess. All right. Here are my three random things for today. Number one, never, ever, 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 ever pluck your nose hairs.
Ow.
Plucking. No. Plucking your nose hairs leaves follicles ripe for airborne infection. Ooh. They will close over like zits and could, in extreme cases, lead to toxic shock syndrome.
That sounds horrible.
Instead, use an electric nose hair trimmer rather than yanking them out by the roots and risking infection.
That makes my nose hurt thinking about it.
I think that's more for men than women because the person who sent that to me, the link was to Men's Health Magazine.
Yeah, got it.
That's for the dudes. Number two, at allrecipes.com, there is a quarantine cookbook. And this is just an assembly of recipes that are super comfort foods, like the world's best lasagna, chicken pot pie, a casserole with quinoa and black beans, and a chickpea Buddha bowl. It's all free. It's online at allrecipes.com. And it's focusing on comfort foods and also recipes with ingredients that you might likely have in your house.
Now, here's what I'm wondering. My curiosity is, so we are still quarantining, even though our state has opened. Like, I wonder how many people listening to this are still going to be at home cooking, doing all of that kind of stuff.
I think a lot of them are. I mean, the studies that I see from Georgia is the majority of people want to give it another month or two.
Yeah.
And I know, knock on wood, that our governor came out over the weekend and said that hospitalizations are at the lowest point they have been since this started, which is a good thing on a few fronts. Yeah. One, I think people are now seeking treatment
earlier,
sooner. Mm-hmm. So they're not spending as much time in hospitals. Mm-hmm. Two, I think people are hopefully not getting as sick as much because
that would be great.
For a month, we were sheltering in place. And three, what you have to remember is the coronavirus didn't exist 6 months ago.
Right.
So nobody knew how to treat it. Now I think medical professionals are getting some experience with, hey, this works. This works. Mm-hmm. So that's all really encouraging news. And I want to say somebody tried to call me out, I guess, on Instagram or whatever, because I was really against the opening of the state of Georgia when it opened. And I don't get political online and I don't share political opinions or whatever. And somebody's like, why did you get political about that? And I hope you're going to address the fact that hospitalizations are down or something along those lines. One, to me, it wasn't a political thing at all. Mm-hmm. It was a health and safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I have no problem with the state opening back up. But what I do have a problem with is the messaging. When we opened, we're like movie theaters, tattoo parlors, and
bowling alleys
and massage parlors.
Right.
And I'm like, that sends a message that everybody can go everywhere. Like if you can go bowling and get a tattoo, what can't you do?
Right.
Like, no, don't open that. Like open other like restaurant patios, you know, mm-hmm. like let's help our restaurant industries get open, but let's be outside. So I wanted the messaging is what bothered me so much, not the fact that we were actually doing it.
Yeah.
So no, you didn't get me, like you're not getting me on Instagram because hospitalizations are going down. That's what we all want.
Yeah. Awesome.
I just want it to be effective for long time. I don't want the state to shut down again or the country.
Yeah.
So anyways, then my third thing, Callie, you might want to make a note for this. The key to getting your baby to sleep at night might be a red light. It stimulates melatonin, which helps the body fall asleep faster. It's suggested to switch on a red bulb during bedtime stories, nighttime feedings, and overnight diaper changes.
And it'll really freak out your neighbors.
Yes. Doesn't every neighborhood have the one house with the colored light bulbs in the...
We do, because I see it when I drive to work every morning.
What color?
It's red.
Yeah. And so every neighborhood always has that one house with one room that's like glowing blue or something.
And I want to know, like, what's in there? What are you doing? And like, because to me, it's like a animal living under a light, you know?
Well,
like
now
snakes or whatever.
It's the LED lights are so inexpensive that kids are putting them in their rooms.
Kids or my dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My dad changed out like every light bulb in his house to be one of those lights. And he's like, oh, look. St. Patrick's Day, green.
Just another thing that your dad has in common with the 16-year-olds of North Georgia.
We are so excited about the show every single day. And I don't know if you feel this way, Jeff, but every time these mics turn on, I get really invigorated and super excited. And I just love the show so much.
I love the fact that people reach out to us and ask how they can support the show and make sure like it's out. Look, people have sent genuine messages to us saying, hey, are you guys okay with everything going on in the world? Like, are you have advertisers? Is the business going well? Are you going to be able to keep doing this? Not like in any way other than just genuine concern. And that to me has never happened to me in my career before. And it's awesome.
We have a tribe. Like,
yes.
I mean, like we're all kind of I feel like the word like family is overused, but we kind of have this like group of people that's just, I don't know. I feel like we are all sitting in our living room, you know what I mean? Together. I feel like our conversations on Instagram and you listening to the show, like we get messages all the time. I feel like I'm having coffee with you guys every day. Well, we feel like you're sitting in our living room when we're messaging you on Instagram. You know what I mean? It feels like a decades old friendship.
Eventually it'll be a bar sometime in the near
future. Sometime it'll be a bar.
It'll be a coffee shop or a bar or something. But to answer the question that you asked so much is how can we support you? The number one way is just spread the word. Tell people about this show. Spread the word. Share it on social media. Tell your friends to listen. When somebody says, do you know of a great podcast? Tell them about The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Tell them how easy they can listen. Just go to callieandjeff.com and click the Listen Now button. Or just say to your smart speaker, you know, listen to Callie and Jeff. Listen to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Just spread. That's number one, far and away.
You can also support the merchandise. And I said this on Instagram. I don't think I've ever said this on the show, but we were so weird about merchandise for a little bit. And you've really been our champions to keep moving with that. And just know that, you know, the designer that we're using to design the merchandise and then the company that prints it, Port Merchandise, and then ships it to you, takes your orders, all of that. Both are really... get a lot of their customers from concert like from bands and stuff like that. These are people I knew from the music industry. And as you know, bands aren't touring this summer. So these are small businesses that we're able to support because you're supporting our merchandise. And we'll continue as long as we can to keep hiring the local designer and the small business printer to support their business as you guys support ours.
And finally, we do have kind of a booster club, if you will. It's called the Advisory Horde. You can find out more about that by texting the word HORDE, H-O-R-D-E, to 800-434-5454. But it's the least expensive way to financially support the show. It's $7. It's a cool squad of people who are all stepping up to make sure that, we can stick around and we can keep doing this. And we appreciate, however, whether it's spreading the word, which costs nothing, whether it's joining the Advisory Horde, which is $7, or whether it's in buying merchandise, you know, $100 worth of merchandise to give to your friends and family, however you can do it, we and the people that work with us appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you a million times. Thank you very much.
I had a very important doctor's appointment yesterday that I want to tell you about. But first, I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors of this week's show.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you probably have been feeling a little more stressed than usual the past several weeks. Is it getting to the point where it's overwhelming, maybe interfering with your happiness on a regular basis, maybe stopping you from achieving your goals? Might be time to talk that through with someone, and BetterHelp can be that person. It's a online, completely online therapy program where you'll get paired up with a therapist or a counselor who is perfect for your needs. And then you'll meet with them using text or video chat or telephone call, and they will talk to you every week like a regular in-person therapist. It's perfect for the circumstances we're in right now. It's also perfect if you haven't made the leap to an in-person therapist yet because you're intimidated. BetterHelp can help you, and they can give you 10% off just for telling them that you're an Upside listener. Go to betterhelp.com/upside. And you'll join over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/upside for 10% off your first month.
Bombas is back this week as an advertising partner, and I love so many things about this brand. Now, I spent the weekend a little bit with my mom for Mother's Day weekend, and she loves to tell the story to Jeff about how when I was a baby, I hated the seams in socks. So I would always kick my socks off because it was so uncomfortable. And I got to tell you, I'm 34 years old. I still hate the seam in socks. Why do they have to do that? Well, with Bombas, they don't. They don't have that. So I love that. I also love the really cute tennis shoes that everyone's wearing right now with jeans or shorts or whatever. And though that style is not going anywhere. So I love the lightweight no-show sock. That's what I wear almost every single day to work. I also wear it to work out. It is a super comfortable sock. And that's my favorite style that they have. And my drawer is full of them. Here's the other thing I love about Bombas. They donate a pair of socks to someone in need for everyone that we buy. So they have already given over 34 million pairs of socks to their giving partners. And that includes a lot of homeless shelters. You don't often think about socks as being something that people need, but the most requested item in homeless shelters is socks. Bombas is helping to change that. Right now, you can give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/upside. That's bombas.com/upside for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/upside.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's all make a commitment to each other to get healthy. My friends at Care Of can make that easy for you. They can make taking your vitamins and supporting your health goals super attainable. You go online, you go to their website, takecareof.com, and you take a short quiz, and they will tell you the vitamins and powders that are going to support your specific health goals, whether it's improving your fitness routine or managing stress, whatever it is, they will tell you what you should be taking. Then they'll deliver it right to your house in one a day little packets. And it is worth noting that each one of those packets has a very upsidey positive quote on it. Quality you can see and taste with Care Of. Go to takecareof.com, and here's a special offer for you. You can save 50% off by using the promo code UPSIDE50. The website is takecareof.com. The promo code is UPSIDE50. It is time right now for all of us to take charge of our health. Do that with takecareof.com, code UPSIDE50.
Baby Dollar had a doctor's appointment yesterday. I got pretty much poked and prodded from head to toe. It was a long, very long 2-hour appointment.
Did you know it was going to be that long?
I didn't really, but I kind of figured since it's the first one.
Because your other ones to this point have been like 20 minutes.
Right. It's been like show up, ultrasound, leave. This one was a new doctor. So it was like full exam and then like hear the baby. And then we talked before any of that, like questions and what to expect and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it was like a nice time to have her undivided attention to be like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. So tell me what's up. And she kind of told me what's up.
I think because I wasn't allowed to go to the appointment, so I was waiting in the parking lot, and I mean, obviously all the baby stuff was interesting, which I think, did you say yet that Baby Dollar is super healthy?
Like Baby Dollar is super healthy. We have a great heartbeat.
Oh, you want to hear the heartbeat? Okay.
Heartbeat is in the 150s, which is normal. That's it.
So that's our baby. I took that video to send to Jeff, and it was so sweet. The doctor was like, hold on, let me get a better one.
Because the baby
was like moving around and like jumping around in there. So she had to move it a couple times. And she's like, that one's not good enough. Like, let's send him this one. So
does she know we do a podcast? Was she worried about the audio quality?
She doesn't know that we do a podcast. I didn't tell her. So
Heartbeat is in the 150s, which is normal.
Well, I appreciate her dedication to good audio quality.
I do feel a little bit relieved because our chance of miscarriage is now down to 3%, which is like, you know, I feel like maybe any pregnancy is you're just kind of like holding your breath and then taking a sigh and then holding your breath again. But after miscarriage too, I'm like, okay, that hurdle. Ooh, I can breathe now. And then we got a blood test. So I'm like, okay, now I'll be holding my breath till that hurdle. And then,
but we knew that, because most people don't share the fact that they're pregnant until they reach the end of the first trimester, which is right where we are, mm-hmm. right? We're 1 week away from the end of the first trimester, right?
Like 9 days, yeah.
So the
8 days.
That's why everybody waits, because you're the miscarriage number percentage goes way, way down.
Yeah.
Once you cleared that mm-hmm. that hurdle. So that's good.
That's good. I think I didn't realize until this week, and I think you can speak to this because there are a lot of people going through a lot of things right now, and whatever you're going through with a doctor, most doctor's offices don't allow guests. So,
that's what I was going to say before we gave the heartbeat and the healthy baby update, is one of the weirdest things about doctor's appointments right now is the fact that this is a new doctor to Callie, and Callie is obviously a new patient to this doctor, yet if they ran into each other in line at the grocery store, they would have no idea what they look like.
Because we were both wearing masks.
So you have no idea. The woman who is going to deliver your baby.
Yeah.
And is going to get to know you very well over the next few months. You could be picking up a pizza at a restaurant next to her, yes, and have no idea. And maybe you'll recognize her voice when she says,
zero clue.
Two large cheese pizzas. You'll be like, wait, didn't you just say pap smear to me in that same voice 2 days ago?
Yeah, I would have no idea.
So weird.
So that's kind of weird. How I think you know, if you're going through any sort of medical something right now, you'll have felt this in some way. But, you know, Jeff hasn't been able to go to the appointments. I don't think I realized, because when we were in the beginning of these, Jeff was like, yeah, it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm fine waiting in the car. It's cool. And then this week, he kind of set me down and was like, okay, I actually am really sad.
Well, I'm sad because you and I had a miscommunication. I don't, what I miss about the doctor's appointments is I like experiences. Like, I like to experience things and I like to give experiences to other people, right? Mm-hmm. So I like to have the memories of experiences. And I was trying to communicate to you, because with this blood test that Callie got yesterday, within the next couple of days, we're going to get a letter in the mail that's going to have the gender of our baby on it. Mm-hmm. And missing the appointments is not difficult at all. Like, that part is fine because of the circumstances we're in. Missing the experience of getting to do these things together with you is a bummer.
Right.
So I don't mind that I can't go up to the appointment and that you got to hear the heartbeat before I did, and all that, all of that is great. I don't mind that you had to do the blood test on your own or whatever. I don't mind that. What I do mind is that all of the cool experiences
We're not doing together.
And mm-hmm. I feel like finding out the gender is one that we can do together. So I want to make it more special than just sitting at our dining room table, opening up an envelope, but I have no idea what it is or what to do.
I had an idea. And I don't know if this is like what you were like along the lines of what you were thinking, but Jeff said to me earlier yesterday, he's like, we should just go up to the lake, like just drive up. When we had a house in South Carolina up until last year, and it was 90 minutes away. It's a super easy drive. And we've done day trips there all the time. And Jeff was like, we should just go up there. And my thought was like, what if we go to where we got engaged? Cause we got engaged up there. And what if we open the envelope when we're up there?
Yeah. Something like that would make it more special than just, like I said, opening the mail.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do the, like Katie, who writes the pick me up, she and her husband, he's a big golfer. So they hit a golf ball that exploded with pink and then, you know, to do a girl, you know, signify it was a girl. I've been a part of ones at radio stations before where, we would do it at the baseball stadium where we'd throw a baseball. Mm-hmm. The mom would throw a baseball and dad would hit it and it would blow up either pink or blue. And then it's a boy or it's a girl. So I don't need any of those, but how could it be something that we experience together that's a little more special than just opening the mail? I am open to ideas. This is so frustrating for me because I never don't have ideas.
Jeff is the king of ideas. And I said to him, you know, 2 days ago, I'm like, you are the most creative person I know. Like, you can come up with something, but we're hitting a roadblock with that. So if you have any ideas that are not like Pinteresty, but that would make it really special for us to find out together, let us know. 800-434-5454. The letter should come in the mail in like a week or week and a half. So we'll have that. And I would like to not sit on it. The other part of that is, after we find out, how are we going to tell our parents?
Well, I think then we could do like a gender reveal type thing or something. You know what I mean?
Like a Zoom.
I mean, that I can come up with a gazillion ideas, but I think it's just trying to capture part of the magic of having a baby together when the coronavirus is making it difficult to have the magic of having a baby together.
And technology.
Yes.
Because, like, even if there was no coronavirus, we'd still be getting a blood test and a letter in the mail.
If there was no coronavirus,
we'd already have special moments together.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I got it. I got you.
This is a way to make it like super special. So 800-434-5454. If you have any ideas, very much appreciated.
I saw an article in the AJC, which is our Atlanta paper, that just made my heart soar. And I was like, we got to do a beautiful human alert on this guy. Did you read this, what I sent you?
I saw the headline, so I know what you're talking about, and this guy's amazing.
Okay, so
he's a police officer, right?
Yeah, he's an Atlanta police investigator. His name is Keith Backman, and he discovered that five children in his community, like the one he patrols, couldn't complete their schoolwork because they didn't have any resources. They didn't have a computer. They don't have the internet, whatever. So he bought five kids Amazon tablets. He gave them each $30 for internet access. 'Cause that's like another hurdle.
Yep.
Then, which I thought, yes, that is the beautiful human part of this article. But what you didn't see is what he's done before. This is not his first rodeo with supporting the community. And really, I would call this an example of kind of putting your money where your mouth is. Like, he cares so much about the community that he's in that he's like, I want these kids to succeed. Like, okay, I'll do whatever it takes. So, and he said, it's my job to combat the bad and restore the good. And he said, you have a lot of crime in this area. Sometimes these kids get caught up and they see a lot of bad things going on. I want to do something about that. He created a Making the Grade program to reward students at two elementary schools for making good grades and having good behavior.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is awesome. And that's when he lived in South Carolina. He was an officer there. And then he also mentors 25 kids with his fraternity brothers at Conley Elementary School in East Point.
Wow.
Like, what an awesome guy. He super cares about his job and his role in the community. And I think he's awesome. And I think he's a beautiful human.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I have a confession to make about your doctor's appointment yesterday.
Okay.
So you called as you were wrapping up to tell me that you were coming down to the car. Mm-hmm. And you also pointed out that we were just down the road from a Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And you were craving Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And you also know that I will never, ever, ever turn down Dairy Queen.
Yes, I do.
Right. Well, just in case you were wondering, I will not turn down Dairy Queen, even if 1 hour before I went to that custard place.
Jeff, you did.
Yes, and then I couldn't tell you that I did that, because how do you tell a pregnant woman that while she's getting poked and prodded and blood drawn and tested and this and that and the other thing, while you were doing that, I went down the road. What's the name of that place? It's the one Kevin Gillespie
told
us about.
It's like a guy's name, right?
Adams,
like,
or Clyde's, or Allen's.
Clyde's. I went to Clyde's. You went to Adam. I don't know.
It's in Alpharetta, which is, and it's in the town. Or it's
suburb of Atlanta.
Suburb of Atlanta, but it's on the same road as the doctor's office where Callie was. And I didn't mean to go there, but it was right next to.
You could have been like, I'm not hungry.
It was right next to a car wash, and I went down there to get my car washed while I was waiting. And then it was there, so I got some ice cream, some custard, and then.
I can't believe you doubled up.
And then you came out, and I thought you were going to call me on it. You kind of did, because what do I always get at Dairy Queen?
You get a Oreo Blizzard.
You get a medium Oreo Blizzard. What did I get at this visit to Dairy Queen?
A Coke float.
A small Coke float.
Which is like, what?
Yeah. So, anyways, yep, I double custarded yesterday, but I did it because I was afraid of admitting to you that I got a snack while you were getting prodded.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff, it's Liz. I was listening to today's show, and Jeff, you mentioned that a radio station had talked about celebrating Nurses Day and all other healthcare workers. And I could not agree with you more. And I say this as a healthcare worker. I work in pediatric healthcare, and I work alongside every day some really phenomenal nurses. And for the love, people give the nurses their own week. Honestly, we all know it should be longer than that, and it should be celebrated bigger than that, but hospitals don't operate without them. Like, literally, they are the heart and soul of what happens in healthcare. And if you want to know what's going on with a patient, you talk to the nurse. You don't talk to the doctor, you talk to the nurse who's at that bedside 12 hours a day. So thank you so much for recognizing nurses everywhere. They are phenomenal human beings. And today is one step closer to quarantine being over.
That's the only thing getting me through. Love you guys. Bye.
Your bedroom should be the place where you feel the most comfortable and the most at peace. And if you have old linens or an old duvet cover, maybe it's time to think about replacing that and giving yourself a little refresh. And it's as easy as linens and duvet covers. We recently replaced our sheets and our duvet cover with Brooklinen linens, and we love the sleep we're getting. I love walking into my room and seeing a beautiful, super calm, peaceful space, and the bedding is so comfortable. We are sleeping so well, and we are so glad we made the switch to Brooklinen. Right now, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code UPSIDE at brooklinen.com. That's 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code UPSIDE, and you're going to go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Use promo code UPSIDE.
Hey, Colleen and Jeff, I have two things. One, remember how you said to make like a folder on your desktop to like save random things in that like you're not going to need again? And like every once in a while, just emptying that. It's just been a freaking lifesaver teaching remotely because, I mean, obviously we always use the computers when we're teaching, but I feel like there's more like spreadsheets and tracking stuff and all these things I'm downloading, and I've been downloading them into this temporary folder on my desktop, and then everything's contained there and I can just delete it because I'm never going to need it again. So awesome. Okay, next thing. I don't have any tips about the dog barking thing with a baby because I don't have a dog. I have cats. But when they are really, really little, they just sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep. So I was cleaning and running the vacuum and still took, I mean, he's only 6 months now, but he was in his swing the other day. I had the vacuum right underneath his swing. I was in his room when he was sleeping in his crib vacuuming, and he's fine. He doesn't even wake up. That's it. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Ashley from Vegas. I had to pause the podcast because I was laughing at Jeff trying to say haroset. I'm not Jewish. My husband's Jewish, and it is delicious. So probably everyone was trying to make their Passover meals around Easter time, being quarantined, and haroset is the best part. Also, if you guys haven't had Manischewitz wine, it's like a super sweet, like grape wine. 10 of 10, recommend. Have a great day. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. I was calling to make you feel better. I had a baby shower probably 2 months before my son was born. I went through the next day and wrote out all of the thank you cards and put them in a box until I could put stamps on them to put them in the mail. And he will be 7 in June, and I still have that box of thank you cards. Hope you guys have a good day. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jess. This is Taylor. Congratulations on baby Dollar, first of all. I was listening to the episode where you guys were talking about Lily barking, and maybe it's just better to not have her not bark, that double negative there. We did the same thing. We tried to train our dogs not to bark, and it just wasn't working and being really frustrating. So we just let them bark, and the second we got home with our son, they barked because they were excited to see us, didn't cry. He's a year old now. He naps through them barking and going crazy at the mailman and the UPS guy and just people walking on the street. So don't worry about it. They're more resilient than you think. You guys have a great night. Thanks.
From time to time, you may stumble, fall. You will for sure have questions and you will have doubts about your path. But I know this, if you're willing to find out what makes you come alive, you will be happy, successful, and you will make a difference in the world.